At one of Utah's largest universities, the campus police department is tucked amid practice rooms where music majors trill.
Hello.
Hi.
Utah Valley University Patrol Supervisor Justin Sprague is a low-key guy who's been securing this campus of 30,000 students for two decades.
Mainly we deal with a lot of thefts. It's our main concern. We also have a drug problem that we're aware of.
When was the last time you had a shooting on campus?
Actual shooting, let's see.
It takes him a few seconds to recall one close to 20 years ago, gang-related, outside a sports venue. But that was long before 2004, when the Utah legislature made it legal to carry concealed weapons on college campuses. Similar to Idaho, the law was not welcomed by officials at Utah's eight public universities. But in 2006, the Utah Supreme Court ruled state schools had to follow the law. College officials braced for a rash of guns firing accidentally in backpacks, students committing suicide, and heated classroom debates turning deadly. All of the reasons Dan Hurley of the American Association of State Colleges and Universities says.
The great, great majority of the U.S. higher education community, college presidents, college law enforcement officers, faculty, staff, and students, overwhelmingly agree guns, concealed weapons, do not have any place on college campuses.
Utah's higher education leaders may still agree with that sentiment, but they're not talking about it. The University of Utah wouldn't comment on the campus carry law, other than to say in a statement that it has, quote, had no incidents on campus regarding this law. Utah State University's campus police chief says there have been a few calls when someone is accidentally exposed a concealed weapon, but no problems other than that. The same is true at Utah Valley University, where school officials referred questions to Sergeant Justin Sprague.
Would you prefer that the only armed individuals on campus be your officers?
No, because we can't be everywhere. It almost comforts me knowing that there are other people out there that have weapons too. You know, the sooner we stop the threat, the better. I guess personally, my concern is that in Utah, to get a concealed weapons permit, you do not have to show proficiency in using a weapon.
Getting a permit in Idaho does require more rigorous testing. Another key difference between the states is that guns are allowed in Utah college arenas, but won't be in Idaho. Sprague says the presence of guns makes securing concerts and big games a challenge. But the main thing Utah law enforcement did to prepare for campus carry was educate and train officers about the law. Sergeant Sprague notes they've learned to be discreet when responding to a call about a weapon on campus, since it's usually someone with a permit to carry. At first, he says campus police would address the issue in an open hallway, which tended to boost tension and invite public criticism. Now, he says,
we take them to a more secluded spot for their own privacy, first of all, and we don't want to make a big scene. You know, our goal is to educate more than, you know, punish somebody, and so that's probably the best advice I could give somebody.
And even those calls are rare, he adds. Utah Valley University seniors John Allred and Cammy Cook concur.
Have you ever seen anyone carrying a weapon?
Aside from the police, no.
I'm sure that people do, but I've never seen anyone.
With 10% of Utah residents over the age of 21 now in possession of a concealed weapons permit, it's a fair bet many people hustling across the campus are carrying a gun. But everyone we spoke to said that fact just doesn't come up. It seems like a non-issue for students and faculty, like English professor Donnie Jeffrey Harris.
I think that you can still give students bad grades. I think that the more you have open relationships with the students, the more you communicate with them, the more you know who is in your classroom, the more secure you can feel in the long run.
Jeffrey Harris still doesn't think it's wise to allow firearms on campus, but after 10 years in Utah without incident, she sums up a common sentiment among the law's critics.
I would rather them not be on campus. I can live with them being on campus.
For KBSX News, I'm Julie Rose.